He was known for the Johnson treatment.
Yeah.
What would that be?
Well, it depended on the person. He could just overpower you. He could look right through you, number one. His staring or his eye contact was amazing. The physical presence was such that there were very, very few people that could match his size and bearing. And he was one of the most colorful with words that I've ever known. So it was very hard to outmatch him on those kinds of things.
Well, you were afraid that his colorful speech would be part of his public appearances sometime, that he would just speak the way he may behind closed doors.
Very seldom did he do that. The intimidating factor of the Kennedys, I don't think can be overblown, overstated. He always acknowledged that his education was Southwest Texas Teachers College, that he didn't have the same grooming and sophistication that, as he called them, the Ivy Leaguers had. And his view of the presidency, he had a really reverent view of the institution of the presidency. He wanted to be gauged by history, not by times there, but by history, as a great president. Part of that was to not be a cornpone person when it came to public appearances, which in one respect was good, in another respect was bad, because the colorfulness was really part of Lyndon Johnson. And when he tried to be sophisticated or less Texan, he came across as phony. And that particularly showed up on television. He liked to look people in the eye, you know, grab them and have that physical contact with them in conversation. And he never warmed up to a television camera, and it showed. Bill Moyers and I, one time after one of his press conferences, were in my office and said, if we could just bottle the Lyndon Johnson we know and run that, it would be great. Well, we concocted this idea. All of his press conferences were formal. He had a podium, and he would call on people from behind the podium and speak from behind the podium, sometimes using the teleprompter, but not much for press conferences. For reasons I don't fully understand, the Secret Service didn't want him to use a lavalier mic strapped around his neck. And we finally got him to agree in about December of 1967 to wear a lavalier mic and have no podium and move all the cameras to the back of the East Room instead of in front. It was one of the best press conferences. It was the real Lyndon Johnson. And I think it's the only time he did that, because he then got into color and he got into movement. Use of arms and moving around.
It helped him forget about the TV cameras?
Yes.
Was that it?
We moved the cameras way to the back. And as I say, had no podium, so he had nothing to lean on. And it was the real Lyndon Johnson.